The hard work has all been done in this year's series of The Block, except for deciding the auction order. There's nothing left for these year's blockheads to do than wait and hope someone buys big. The man who was along for the ride this Sunday is Scotty Cam for the last time this year. Good morning, mate.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, doing very well. This weekend will be the 14th time you sit through the block auctions with the contestants. Does it get any easier to do this?
No, it doesn't. It's a very nervous time. Sitting on the couch at auction time, I hope they make some money. And I wake up in the morning a little bit sick in the stomach. I'm very nervous for them. I want them to make a quid. They've worked really hard and I want them to do well.
Well, most of the time they do, but there has been a couple of white-knuckle journeys along the way. While our COVID restrictions have hit this week, in Victoria things have eased up. Is there still some impact, though, from COVID on how everything's going to play out?
Yeah, absolutely. The law in Victoria is 10 people outside at an auction, and we've got 3 cameramen that have got to be in there at the same time. So we're allowed 7 people in the backyard, and then we're going to Zoom some others if there's some overflow.
Okay.
But, you know, it's also a nervous time about people borrowing money and buying a home and things like that. So it's going to have an impact on our auction, and we're all a bit worried about that, but we'll see how we go. We've got some interest, there's no doubt about it. People are keen to have a look at these houses, and they're beautiful. They're in Brighton. They're in a flash suburb. So we're hoping that they do well. They deserve to do well for all the hard work and what they've been through this year.
Is there just a lot of hope there, or is there actually people hired on the block to do work behind the scenes to try to understand how the market's going and the impact of 2020? Or is that just one of the variables of this whole thing?
Mate, the grand finale of our show, the most important episode of our whole series, we have no control over whatsoever.
Yeah,
we
right.
just flick the switch and hope for the best. And all our executive producers and myself, we've got no idea what's going to happen. It's up to the buyers to decide who wins our show. And we work with Domain. They're a partner of ours. And they're having a look at the market and how it's going
sure.
and things like that. But that's the only thing we've got. And that's all hearsay as well.
guesswork.
We really have no control over it.
Well, it can be impossible to predict then who's going to go well. But let's try this and test how well you know these 5 places now. Let's play what's the most compelling feature of each property that's going to bring the buyers in. So house 1, Harry and Tash, what do you like about their place?
I think it's north-facing, the big oak tree on the side garden,
yeah.
And lots of light coming into their lounge room. Next.
House 2, Sarah and Georgia came home with a wet sale.
They did indeed. They won quite a bit at the end, and they won the car as well. I think that they've got a beautiful backyard.
Mm-hmm.
They've done that really
stunning.
Well, and they've got the pizza oven and all that sort of thing. And you know, it's just a really nice feel to their home.
Okay, house 3, our South Australian crew in Daniel and Jade.
Yeah, they've got beautiful features in their kitchen with the Christian Cole stuff. The Christian Cole's a very well-known, famous furniture maker in Victoria, and he's done their island bench and their dining room table. So they've got a lot of great timber features in their kitchen and living and dining room, and they'll do well. They've got a beautiful home.
Luca Jasmine, house 4.
Real Hampton-style light timbers. It's got a great feel. It's white on white. And you walk into their home, it's got a real nice emotional connection. You know, you really feel at home when you walk in there. They've got a lot of interest.
No toddlers there at all. And house 5, the power holders in Jimmy and Tam, who have one of the more colourful houses we've seen in block history.
Yeah, it's a great house, the 50s house with Jimmy and Tam. They've got that beautiful Palm Springs feel about it with the cactus and all that sort of jazz and the colour and of course in their kitchen they've got the Gaggenau appliances, which is the top of the range appliances. They've got 120 grand's worth of gear in there, and it's crazy. And so their kitchen's about a $250,000 kitchen. It's amazing.
It's worth more than my house, mate. You never know where the winner is going to come from. That is the thrill. Everything is on the line when the block auction starts Sunday night, 7 p.m, Channel 9. Hey, Scotty Cam, and to all the cast of the block this year, best of luck.
Yeah, thank you, mate. I'm going to be cringing on the couch as well. Don't you worry.
We're going to catch up with the winners on Monday. Scotty Cam, many thanks.